Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
Hello and welcome to the Magic Week in Review, bringing you news, rumor, and culture reports from the front lines of the magic industry. I'm Justin Robert Young, editor of iTricks.com, and in this September 21st, 2008 edition of the program, you'll hear about, well, listen, we're not going to lie to you. The big topic this week is David Blaine's return to television for his special Dive of Death this Thursday on ABC. Here to help us parse through the behind-the-scenes antics of the special are two men. The first is a good friend of the show and chief warlord of the Theory 11 Empire. His name is Jonathan Baim. And the other is a key element of David Blaine's creative team, the intensely talented Dan White. How you doing, gang?
How are you?
How are you?
Oh, I am fantastic. Great to have the two of you guys on. As you know, whenever there's a Blaine special, it's always a big time for Magic.
It's an event. It's, you know, any attention for Magic or anything that gets magicians in particular, especially the general public, excited about Magic is a good thing.
And I think this one in particular, there's a really good buzz going on. I feel like there's excitement in the air for sure around this. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, especially with the Magic community. We'll definitely get into that. But if you guys would like to hear fire back on anything you hear on this podcast, you can always email show@itricks.com.
But first this. Hey, listen, I don't need to tell the real workers out there that now more than ever with this tough economy, you need to get your message out right the first time and make sure you get booked for the gigs that you deserve, which is why our good friend Michael Locke of Horizon Monster Productions is now offering a special gift to iTricks listeners. You can get your highlight reel professionally edited. This is by a guy who does this stuff for companies, for other top-rate performers. You can get it cut and edited for $175. This is for the internet, for DVDs. Literally, there's a myriad uses for it, and he is the man to do it for you. All you got to do is head to horizonmonster.com/itrickspecial.html. Again, that is Michael Locke of Horizon Monster Productions. Highlight reels for only $175 just because you listen to this podcast. Make sure you get booked. Get a good highlight reel.
Now, Dan, you mentioned that specifically this is going to be this is something that there's almost a special buzz for this for this outing. Looking at the specials of the past, when you're at the drawing board creatively for Dive of Death, is there anything that you did not want to repeat, or maybe wanted to emphasize something different than had gone on before?
Well, I think in staying true to form, we always like to keep everything as real as possible. You know, from spectators' reactions to just having each trick feel, you know, close to how it would feel if it was actually real magic happening. And, you know, ever since the beginning, that's sort of been the statement. And I think as long as we stick to that, we're you know, being true to what we want.
Yeah, I think David mentioned in the Telegraph article that he wanted to make it like, so any magician who just practiced enough could go on the street and do these kind of things. This is genuine street magic.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a return to form almost. I think we've definitely simplified. We've sort of learned from our mistakes on the last one and really honed in on what we're good at.
Yeah, I don't know if you would say it was mistakes in previous. It's just a matter of you know, they've been focusing on the magic. You know, David in the press conference on Thursday while he was hanging upside down, which was funny, by the way.
Yeah.
he mentioned, you know, he took it out and he specifically mentioned this is his favorite magic he's ever done on TV. And, you know,
that made me smile.
And that made Dan White very, very happy. And that may or may not have made Dan White smile and giddy like a schoolgirl.
I mean, you guys mentioned, Dan, that there were some things that you guys did in the last special that you did not want to repeat. Is there anything specific to the magic, or is it stuff that got cut out that maybe you would have done differently?
Yeah, I think it was just the quantity. It really was.
Okay.
That was it. And we really tried to put as much magic in the show as possible. I mean, myself, Danny Garcia, Doug McKenzie, you know, nonstop for the last year trying to get stuff done. And we had a lot of help from some great people.
Now, and part of the delivery method for getting as much magic into this one as possible is the road trip that you guys did, and Dave kind of explained it in some of the interviews, that initially it was going to be a David going from town to town, almost homeless, and you guys following behind, and that kind of morphed over time. But with the road trip in general, what was the thinking behind that? Why did you guys want to take this this traveling circus across the highways and byways of America?
Well, you know, as always, like I was saying, since the beginning, the spectator's been the most important part. And by seeing all different types of people across the country and seeing, you know, interesting places and interesting faces and the way magic, the same trick might affect a person from one place versus a person from another place differently or the same, you know, it's very interesting. It's always been very interesting to us. And just that sort of tapestry of America is sort of the thing that we wanted to go for.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, I got to ask you personally, I think one of my favorite Blaine bits of all time is him in the locker room of the Dallas Cowboys, and I think right. He did it with the Knicks. Are there any sports star cameos in this special?
Yeah, I will tell you that you will probably be seeing some of the Giants, the New York Giants.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. So maybe some Michael Strahan, Eli Manning.
Yep.
This Wednesday on ABC. That is fantastic.
Has your online magic shop given you the bird, been let down when you received a trick that wasn't exactly what you thought it was? Need a professional opinion before you click the buy button? TrickShopMagic.com is a real magic shop located in Southern California, and it's proud to announce their live chat feature. At any time, while you're browsing over 6,000 magic items, simply click on the live chat button, and a magician will be standing by to assist you with your questions. I can't stress enough how much this works. It actually happens. In fact, Sam has a habit of calling me whenever there's a lot of iTrix listeners that you know, hear the podcast on Monday and all want to run over there and you know, find out some stuff about the fine products they have at Trick Shop Magic, and the calls have been getting more frequent, I have to say. So do it, pester them, find out your information, and buy your items from TrickShopMagic.com.
Is there any theme to the magic for this special? More close-up, bizarre, shocking stuff? I mean, is there anything that maybe even just when you collect you, Danny Garcia, Doug McKenzie in the same room that you guys tend to gravitate toward naturally?
Not really. I mean, it's sort of all over the place. It's definitely mostly close-up.
Okay.
You know, but it's a pretty wide spectrum. We tried to keep it, you know, pretty fair. I mean, some points it was getting a little heavy on some things and not as heavy on others. So by the end, we tried to round everything out.
Now, let's get into a little bit about the endurance stunt itself, which almost, I mean, especially for this kind of podcast, everybody wants to hear about the magic. But the endurance stunt is definitely a staple of who David has become over the last several years. So what can you tell us about? You guys were down there on the scene last night. What can you tell us? What are we going to see on Wednesday? Or I guess it'd be before Wednesday or Thursday, rather. It's going to be Tuesday that he goes up, right?
Monday
he goes up tomorrow. So when this podcast is up, David will be up.
Yeah, 8:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. So I went down, you know, I'm not from New York. I'm from South Carolina. So I go down to Central Park by myself last night in pitch black. And as I'm like, you know, 2 minutes into the park, I'm like, this was not a good idea to walk in here at midnight by myself. But I see, you know, work lights in the distance beyond. And I knew Dan was going to meet me there in a few minutes thereafter. So I went down there and, you know, this was Saturday night. This was last night.
JB was crying.
I wasn't crying, but I was scared. And it's neat. They have the whole trussing set up, you know, the beginning. I don't know if you've seen the little clip that we last night, 11, but you can kind of see they're putting together the production area and the giant truss. It's like a square truss that's going to make up, I'm guessing, the main set and the structure for the live for the stunt, the endurance challenge. And it's neat. You see, I mean, it's one of the best views of New York City. You have all the buildings behind him. You see there's plenty of space for thousands of people. So I'm sure that throughout the week, I mean, you really could not create a more ideal location to shoot something like this.
And this is for anybody who's been to New York City, is going to be over the famous Woolman Ice Rink in Central Park. And if there's people listening, and I know there are people listening in New York City, that is going to be the place to be.
Yeah, it's about 2 minutes from the Apple Store, which is where I like all my directions to come from. But no, it was very cool. We were there last night. David came out. Bill Kalush was there. You know, they're just there prepping for the stunt because it starts tomorrow, which is when they're listening to this, at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Awesome, awesome. Now, Dan, for Magic fans, are you and Doug McKenzie and Bill Kalush, are you guys going to be hanging out there? Are some of the Magic fans going to have a chance to meet you guys?
Pretty much all the time. You'll definitely see one of us there at some point at any time you go. So, you know, I would love to see anybody, you know, any listener, if they want to come up and meet us, it'd be awesome.
If you see any of us, I was supposed to leave on Friday, this past Friday, but
he didn't want to leave me
due to a series of unforeseen events. I'm still here. I will be here for at least most of the stunt. So if you guys see me, or you see Dan, or you see any of us, definitely pull us aside at the stunt, because I'm assuming there will be a lot of people there. But
I'm very saddened though the fact that Garcia can't be here because of his leg.
He had the leg, and then the hurricane. He was a hurricane refugee in Las Vegas for a little bit. He's had a rough month.
So unfortunately, he's not going to be there.
But he'll be here in spirit.
He will definitely be there in spirit.
Indeed, indeed. And we just want to make an announcement now for iTrix. For anybody who is at home watching the special, we are going to be doing another one of our live chats on for the special. So we'll be on online. You can go to itrix.com and chat with us. And hopefully, the last time that we did it, we wound up having JB joined us, Danny Garcia, Brian Brushwood, and a bunch of other who else? Of course, Andrew Main was there. But it was a really, really fun time. But we're all going to watch the special together online. So make sure you check out itrix.com. During the Dive of Death special, we will be there.
And I won't mention too much, but listeners may want to check out Theory 11 immediately after the special at 11.
There we go. Why 11?
I will not say. Well, I don't know. It just seems ironic. But that's actually when the special ends, so it'll be after the special. But won't say any more until then.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, speaking about the end of the special, I mentioned the Telegraph article before. It was a fantastic bio, and it made the case that his hanging upside down stun will end with a big bullet catch. Now, since then, the intrepid reporting of one JB of Theory 11 wound up getting Blaine to talk into a microphone for a solid minute and a half, and he mentioned that he was going down to Orlando to shoot a bullet catch. And then on iTrix, we have one of our commenters mentioned the date and place that it took place. So now, Dan, can you confirm that the ending is not a bullet catch?
I can. This is JB. I can confirm with 100% certainty that David is still alive.
And, okay, so he is.
He did not, when I saw him last night, he did not exhibit any bullet holes in the facial region, nor in the dorsal abdominal region. So he is still alive and well.
I'm just going to leave it up in the air.
Okay.
But your reporting is very good. I'll just say that.
There we go. We'll just do like the Watergate thing. So if I count to 10 and you don't hang up, then we'll consider it.
Yes, we're making secret signals into the microphone right now. You can't see them, but they're there.
Yes. You guys are waving your hands like in a no formation as if to say it's no field goal. All right. Well, real quick, here's a word from RonJoe.com. Why shop with RonJoe.com? It's simple. RonJoe is focused on customer satisfaction, superior service, and hassle-free returns. RonJoe proudly maintains a live updating online inventory system so you, the customer, will always know what's in stock. Fast shipping's another reason. All in-stock items ship the same day if the order is placed by 3 p.m. Eastern time, and customers automatically earn one reward point for every dollar spent at RonJoe. Every 20 reward points earned may be converted to $1 store credit when checking out. Just another one of the services that we provide the customers here at RonJoe.com. RonJoe.com, a great shopping experience. But wait! If you use coupon code ITRIX, you will receive a 20% discount if you shop at RonJoe. And this is something I know you guys would have to kind of tiptoe around a little bit, but without giving it, and JB, you've seen some of the footage of the special that will air, right?
I've seen very little. You know, they're very top secret in their office, and they've been kind enough to let me into their little world for the past week, so I've been very hush-hush about anything I've seen, and I would be respectful to David because this is something he's worked on for, well, since the last stunt, since what was that, 2 years ago. So, but everything I have seen, everything I've heard has been amazing, and a lot of focus on the magic and all the magic that I've seen and thus far has been really, really incredible stuff. This has been like miracle type things. This is back to classic what he got famous for, what magicians initially, you know, propelled him to what he is now in the magic community. So everything's been very impressive from my perspective, through my eyes, this past week.
All right. Now, without giving any context or details,
Is there one element of the special that you guys would say is your favorite? And here, let me give an example. Like, if, for instance, if somebody saw The Dark Knight, you could say pencil to somebody who hasn't seen it, and they won't know what it means until that part of the movie happens, but it is an identifying feature. So Dan, is there any kind of one-word thing that you would say for people while they're watching that they'll pick up when they see it?
Gator boots.
Gator boots. That's what I'm talking about. All right. And anything that you've seen, JB, that you would say?
David actually does the pencil trick. You may have seen it in The Dark Knight. Yes, he does it with Chris Angel, and I won't tell you who wins, but I don't know.
Yeah, I will say, and you guys don't have to comment on it, but it is very, very interesting that Chris Angel has made no bones about the fact that he was very upset that A&E would not let him do a bullet catch on Mind Freak, and now on network television, if our reporting is correct. And David wasn't lying on the Theory 11 podcast to say that he's doing a bullet catch in Orlando, and it will be part of the special, that this will be on network television with a far wider reach than an average cable viewing. And there will be a bullet catch on TV. So kids, please put a... Don't do this at home. I guess that'd be the safe thing to say.
It's all just an illusion. Just a trick.
Yes. All right. Now, JB, you teased that you guys are going to have some special stuff on Theory 11 after the special, but what else do you guys got going on?
Perhaps, maybe, if there's a chance, possibly. No, we've been working nonstop. I've been here since, when did I even get here?
We don't even know.
I got here sometime between last year, and I've been here since, and we've been shooting nonstop. We've been trying to post frequent artist confession, artist diary videos for the site, and can embed some of those over the coming week on iTricks just to cover what's going on from the ground here.
Yeah, you guys are doing embeds now, so that'll be very, very cool when you guys get that going.
Yes, and so just covering, kind of showing people what's on the ground, because it's kind of neat to see how a show like this comes together from the back end. You know, David's not they don't have 400 people putting together a show like this. This is a group of a very few but very talented people that have a vision for what they're trying to create with this special and what they're trying to do, and they're making it happen.
All right. So, of course, theory11.com, 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 where everything gets released, ironically, at 11 o'clock, for no apparent reason.
Number one cause of insomnia in kids aged 7
Yeah, there we go. Stay up. Stay up, kids. Then ask mommy for your credit card so you can buy the cool new Theory 11 tricks.
We did post. We posted on Point Effect. This is the first of a few that we'll be shooting with Doug McKenzie, who could not make it for this podcast, but tried.
Yes.
That was cool. We posted Flickr on it's called Flickr. It's a coin production that's pretty neat, on the one-on-one section on Friday. At what time? 11.
11.
Where did we get that?
And JB, can I get your can I get a confirmation that you'll be on the live chat for Dive of Death on iTricks?
I might be here, so I might.
Oh,
be
you might be here still.
Yeah, I might be at the site.
You will never leave.
Good Lord. Stay here. Every time Dan said to stay more, I've stayed. So there's a good chance I'll be here. In which case, you know, we'll definitely be covering it with the. Good intimate angle from the artist diary. So we'll be shooting with the flip video cameras throughout the week, so to give people a little bit of a closer look at what's going on here on the ground.
There we go. All right. Well, if they're apparently even handcuffed to a Chinatown basement somewhere, they're keeping JB of Theory 11. Dan, aside from the special, do you have anything else coming up that you'd like to plug? Any appearances or shows coming up?
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a few things going on that I'm working on right now, kind of top secret. But I would just like to thank all of the support that all the fans and all the people who've been supporting David along the way. I've noticed a lot more sort of forum posts, a lot more interest this time, and everyone's been very, very supportive. And I just want to thank everybody out there, because it does mean a lot to us. We read all of it, and we really appreciate it.
All right. All right. So, and nothing you can mention, but top secret. That's always an interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see it eventually.
So. It will surface at some point.
We've been shooting all week with Dan White, and it may or may not be a dramatic comedy starring him and Jodie Foster.
Oh, you guys are able to land Jodie. That's a big deal. You guys,
she's a great magician.
Doing big things at Theory 11.
Absolutely.
All right, real quick, we got some feedback from our listeners. Brett wrote us, you mentioned Keith and Chris were both opening shows at the same time. I think, of course, they were referring to Keith Barry's new show, which we talked about on the last podcast. I think Keith is really up against two big names, Chris Angel and Cirque du Soleil. To a general crowd, Cirque is a huge name, which gives Chris's show an even larger advantage than his name alone. I feel sorry for Keith for having to fight two big names because I'm a fan of his work. Well, all right. I guess Keith will have to steal his reserve coming against those two. And Stephen Bridges, who we quoted last week on a story about teaching kids magic in school, fired back. Here is a quote from his response where he maintained his original point was misquoted. Magic is a secretive art form, so teaching it regularly on a mass scale seems like a bad move, in my opinion. It's not something I'm against, quote-unquote. But if they think it's going to... If they do it, it's not going to bother me. I just think that kids would benefit more from a variety of art forms as opposed to just teaching magic for 2 hours a week.
I'm not aware of the full story behind that, but I mean, in terms of teaching magic, this is a frequent, ask me that when I tell them about what Theory 11 is, or I meet new people, or people come into the site, and it all boils down to intent. You know, magic is an art form that if you ask a spectator on the street, what is, you know, the most important part, they'd probably say the secret if you're a magician, but it's not. It's the performance. It's the it's treating magic as an art form, whether that's magic or even cardistry. You know, it's about how you're performing it. You're treating it like an art form and not just a secret that you can go out and do. So it's all about intent. There's a world of difference between if they're teaching these students actually how to perform effects and how to you know, treat magic respectfully as an art form with rich history and that goes back way far. That's totally different than just teaching
just
a trick.
Revealing
the effect. I mean, you know, just teaching magic to new people. There's David Copperfield's Project Magic, where he teaches magic to people in rehabilitation homes and hospitals to help them with coordination skills. So it does help. And, you know, obviously, magic is something that I find interesting. It just has to be done in a way that is respectful to the art form.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. He also says, P.S. Great interview. Enjoyed it, even though I was banned from everything, which that was Gazzo, who banned him from everything for his opinion. And you can read Steve's entire response of on the original Magic Week in review post on itricks.com. But that about wraps it up. You guys, live from New York, I would like to thank Dan White and Jonathan Baim of Theory11.com for helping us out. And, of course, the big plug is this Thursday, ABC. It is, 9 o'clock, right?
9 o'clock.
There we go. Nailed it.
Wednesday, did you say?
Wednesday. Wednesday at 9 o'clock on ABC, we will have the Dive of Death, which, of course, is still a mystery. We don't know what the Dive of Death is going to be, but it will be death defying. We certainly hope.
There's going to be a. Underneath the truss with sharks with laser beams attached to their heads, and she's gonna dive into that's probably not gonna be it.
All right, but if you see any shark handlers or rubber gloves in the Theory 11 Diaries this
I will let you know. I will let you know. Yes, if you see a giant laser beam come out, and it's neat. That's why.
All right, if you guys would like to fire back on anything you've heard, again, it is show@itricks.com or just leave a comment on the Magic Week in Review post on itricks.com. Until next week, I am Justin Robert Young from itricks.com, and don't forget, we have our live chat during the special, so watch the special with us and all of our friends on itricks beginning as the special begins at 9 o'clock on Wednesday.
And stay tuned to iTricks and also Theory 11 throughout the week, because we will try to post as many of those artist confession, artist diary, and behind-the-scenes videos as we can to give you guys a glimpse of what's happening on the ground here.
All right. See you guys next week.
Great. Thanks for everything.
iTricks.com.